This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
This is Indian All-Stars. Every week, we break down what happened in Indian All-Stars history, the wins, the moments, and the athletes who made them happen.
Here's what happened the week of April 19th through April 25th. April 19th. In 1907, Tom Longboat wins the Boston Marathon in a record time of 2 hours, 24 minutes, and 24 seconds. In 1911, Andrew Sokolexis runs the Boston Marathon for the first time. In 1912, Andrew Sokolexis finishes second in the Boston Marathon. In 1991, Tommy Morrison stops Yuri Volin with a fifth-round technical knockout at the Kansas Coliseum in Wichita, Kansas. In 2006, Ross Anderson reaches 154.06 miles per hour at Les Arcs, France, becoming the fastest skier in the Western Hemisphere. In 2023, Brandon Montour scores his first NHL playoff goal while playing for the Florida Panthers. April 20th. In 1896, Louis Sokolexis steals 6 bases in a single game while playing for Holy Cross University. In 1936, Ellison Tarzan Brown wins the Boston Marathon with a time of 2 hours, 33 minutes, and 40 seconds. In 1969, Darrell Evans makes his Major League Baseball debut for the Atlanta Braves with a pinch-hit appearance against the Cincinnati Reds at Atlanta Stadium. In 1996, Virgil Hill defeats Lou Del Valle by 12-round unanimous decision at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. April 21st. In 1971, Willie Stargell hits 3 home runs against the Atlanta Braves for the second time in his career. In 1991, Brett Favre is selected in the second round of the NFL draft by the Atlanta Falcons with the 33rd overall pick. In 2008, Carey Price earns his first career Stanley Cup playoff series win, leading the Montreal Canadiens past the Boston Bruins in Game 7 at the Bell Center. April 22nd. In 1897, Louis Sokolexis plays his first Major League Baseball game for the Cleveland Spiders against the Louisville Colonels at League Park in Cleveland, Ohio. In 1935, Joe Louis knocks out Biff Bennett at 1 minute and 15 seconds of the first round at the Arcadia Ballroom in Kansas City, Missouri. In 1989, Tommy Morrison stops Lorenzo Boyd with a second-round technical knockout at the Kansas Coliseum in Wichita, Kansas. In 2016, Jacoby Ellsbury steals home for the New York Yankees against the Tampa Bay Rays, tying the game at 3-3. April 23rd. In 1992, Tommy Morrison stops Kimuel Odom at 1 minute and 50 seconds of the third round. April 24th. In 1897, Louis Sokolexis records his first major league hits in his second game for the Cleveland Spiders. In 1979, Marvin Camel defeats David Smith with a ninth-round knockout in his 35th professional fight. In 1981, Marvin Camel defeats Ron Draper with a sixth-round technical knockout in his 42nd professional fight. April 25th. In 1944, Henry Armstrong wins a 10-round split decision over John Thomas. In 2010, Levi Horn signs to play offensive tackle for the Chicago Bears. In 2022, the city of Sparks, Nevada, honors Austin Corbett by declaring April 25th Austin Corbett Day. Indian All-Stars, celebrating great Native athletes past and present.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.